Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today for the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast as we allow God to minister to our hearts and to our spirits. As I was waiting before the Lord, before making this broadcast, I sensed that there were many listening who in their spiritual walk feel and seem to be stuck. Have you ever been there, beloved? You might be there at this place right now. You love God. You want His best in your life and in the lives of your family. You want to be used of the Lord, but it seems there's just, you don't sense the presence of the Lord, the anointing of the Lord, as you have in times past. And you're beginning to get unsettled, to be in a position and state of unrest because you don't know what's going on. You feel you've lost some of that fervor. You're going through life. It seems like you're just going through the motions. You're going to church. You do try to pray and read the Word of God, but you're needing something spiritually. And beloved, let me just share that we all get in places like that at times. There are seasons where it seems everything is so dry. We're in a spiritual wasteland, if you will. And this is not a time to go into all the reasons for it, but I believe as we just share a little bit of time together in the Spirit of the Lord, I'm asking the Spirit of God to touch those of you who feel that you're kind of just stuck spiritually, that you are dissatisfied with where you're at in the Lord right now, and you're not even certain what you need to do. You're saying, Lord, is there something I need to repent of? Is there something I need to be doing? Is there something I need to avoid? And the Word of God tells that us, if we don't have understanding, if we lack wisdom, we can ask of God. James said, He gives liberally to all men and upbraideth not. So let's do that as we begin. Father, I have sensed there are many that are dissatisfied in their walk with the Lord. And it reminds me of what David, he said, Why art thou disquieted in me, O my soul? Trust thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him with the help of my confidence and my God. And there's a disquietude, if you will, within your soul and your spirit. And just as David was asking why, asking for the reasons, Father, I thank You as we come to You with brokenness of heart and spirit and humility, Father, You will give us answers. And Father, I pray that even our natural mind sometimes does not even have to have full comprehension, but as Your anointing, it is the work of the Holy Spirit of God. Lord, as I've experienced many times in my life, it was Your sovereign hand that brought deliverance, that moved me on in the things of God, that moved me, put my feet on higher ground, translated me in the spirit, if you will, to a different place. And Father, there are those that need that anointing right now. Father, I pray for everyone listening that is calling out to You and hungering for a deeper walk in the Spirit, a greater manifestation of Your presence and Your power and Your glory in their lives. Father, I release that work of the Spirit that will bring them into a place of spiritual satisfaction. Lord, I believe we can come into that place, although it's the work of the Spirit never to let us be complacent or satisfied, but to always desire more. We are changed from glory unto glory, never static, never just standing in one place, but continually moving on. The way of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more into the perfect day. And so, Father, right now, I come against every hindrance, every work of the flesh that would hinder and prevent them from moving forward. I release the anointing of God to destroy every yoke. And Lord, they shall come forth with a new revelation, new joy, and a new sense of vision and purpose in their lives that You may receive the glory. I praise you and I thank you for it. Hallelujah. Well, as I said, I want to talk about moving forward in God. And I'm stirred in my spirit because I know God has so much for you. He has so much for his people. He has so much more for me, for this ministry, than I've yet walked in and realized, because that's just the way God is. He can do and will do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. But to keep things basic and simple, how can we experience, how can we be ready to move on in the things of God into higher heights and deeper depths, into greater revelation? One of the most important things, in fact, not one, but perhaps the most important thing we must do as Christians is to put the Lord Jesus Christ first in our lives. He must have the preeminence. He will take second place to no other relationship. That's what Jesus was meaning when he said, if you don't hate father, mother, spouse more than me, you're not worthy of me. Of course, he was not speaking of hating those who God has given us in relationship as family and loved ones, but in terms of comparison, that the most important thing we can do is have a deep, intimate, loving relationship with our God. And if we will seek that first above all things, oh, then beloved, your marriage with your spouse, with your children, with your co-workers, with your neighbors, with your friends will be enriched. Problems you've experienced in the past will fade into the distance, if you will, because when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. So, beloved, God wants you to move on in him, but you must make a new consecration and dedication and say, Lord, I want you first in my life. Let's just pause and tell the Lord that. Lord, I really, really, really do want you first in my life. Help me to serve you with wholeness of heart, with all of my strength, mind, soul, and spirit. Help me to love others as I love myself. In the lives of so many Christians, millions of Christians, I'm afraid that the Lordship of Jesus is relegated to some, you know, obscure place in their lives. They call themselves a Christian. They may be faithful and dutiful about church duties and attending church, but the vitality, the passion, the zeal for loving God has, if it flourished at one time in their lives, it's as if we've all seen natural fires. If you've had a fireplace or been around a campfire or a wood stove, there's a time in which the fuel is all expended and there's nothing but coals that are there. And I sense this in the spirit. Some of you are like that. There are coals that are burning, but the Spirit of God needs to come and blow on those coals. He needs to have a fresh impartation of your will to put things to burn, if you will, the word and prayer. You've got to add things to the fire that's kindled in your heart and spirit, and he will cause those glowing coals, if you will, to burst into the brightness of a flame. If ever of you have ever used a bellows or even just blown on a fire, do you know what a breath of wind, of fresh oxygen will do? It ignites it. It just all of a sudden bursts into flame. And that's what I sense God is doing in the spirit to some of you. It says this, he makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flaming fire. If you want that, reach out to the Lord right now. Father, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will light the flames, the passions of their first love, and they will just move forward into a place that you have reserved for them, regardless of whatever questions, hindrances, obstacles, things the enemy has put in their path. Father, I decree and concerning the works of your hands, you said, command ye me, I decree every hindrance, every obstacle shall be removed, and they shall walk forward into a new place in you, on higher ground, moving forward in you, and they shall begin to see the things they have desired of you in their own lives. Lord, I believe it has to start with us. And as you do a work within us, then we began to see changes in the lives of our loved ones, in our circumstances, in the things we've placed on your altar. And so, Father, I pray that you will do this work in their spirit. Hallelujah. There are many who simply don't realize what they are now without Christ. I'm speaking about the unsaved, in all probability that they will be all their lives in that way, only in a larger scale. Without Christ, without his salvation and his redemption, without being submissive to the Lord Jesus Christ, if a person's preferences and leanings are toward the bad, what'll happen? They will increase in that. They will just cultivate that nature. That's why, beloved, and as Christians, we must be ever wary that we are in spiritual warfare. If you're ever in a place, things are kind of going well, there's no major problems, that's sometimes the greatest danger to us, because then the enemy comes in with all, very subtly, it's very slow, but we kind of lose our zeal, and we kind of just settle into the affairs, the daily regimen of our lives, and the things that we, the joy, the vision, the excitement, the enthusiasm we had in times past just seems to gradually fade away, and we find ourselves, we wake up one day and we say, what happened? Well, God wants to change that, and he's changing that now. If your heart is crying out, I believe that his anointing on this broadcast and the broadcasts that are following, I just sense God's Spirit doing a work. It's his Spirit, that he alone can do that work in your life. That's why we're supposed to take on the whole armor of God, and without this, we won't be able to stand in the face of attack against the strategies of the enemy. Hallelujah. Well, my time has flown by and I'm just getting into the message, but I feel in the Spirit God has done a work to ignite some of your hearts, and that you are no longer going to put up with that discouragement and with that sin, that defeatist, negative attitude. And you say, Lord, forgive me. I want to move on. I reject, I refuse all sense of just impotence, of sense of lukewarmness. Lord, I want all you have. And that's what the Holy Spirit is waiting to hear. Beloved, he loves you so much. He has so much for you. And I love you. And I pray for you every day. I thank you for joining me today. And if there's areas in your life you're struggling with, beloved, there's times in my own life I've had to reach out to others. I say, will you pray for me? And it took the power of a greeting prayer to change what my individual prayer could not do. So beloved, there's, because God has ordained that. So if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.